All right. So we're going to go ahead and get started, and I want to welcome everyone to our very first teleseminar. I'm Dr. Emil Tompkins from Tompkins Family Chiropractic, and this workshop is 7 Reasons Why Kids Need Chiropractic Care. And we're going to go ahead and begin, and I want to tell you a story about a little girl named Claire. Now, when I had an opportunity to meet Claire, she was a 2-month-old baby girl with Down syndrome, and I had the opportunity to meet her because I was spending time with this chiropractor, and this particular chiropractor, all she did was take care of kids. And this mom, she would bring her baby to the chiropractor, and she says, "Is there anything at all that you can do for my little girl?" And this chiropractor says, "Well, I'm not sure, but let's check her out, and let's see what's going on, and let's see if there's something we can do." And so this chiropractor, she starts to look at Claire, and as we're looking her over, we're seeing some of the features of Down syndrome, even at 2 months old. But there are a number of different things going on with this baby. She would just kind of lie there and stare blankly into space. She didn't really look around at her mom or dad or anyone at all. She'd just lie there and stare. She'd also lie there with her tongue sticking out, and she'd kind of moan and groan, but she didn't really cry or make any of those cute little baby noises. She would just moan. And she had one arm that she couldn't move at all. Her other arm and legs moved just fine, but the one arm didn't move. So this chiropractor, she starts to check her spine and realizes that the very first bone in the neck was shifted way out of position. And then she did something I'd never seen done before. She takes Claire, she turns her over onto her side, and with just a finger, she gives Claire this little adjustment. And when she did that, Claire let out the most horrible scream I had ever heard. And I thought, oh my goodness, what in the world did this chiropractor do to this baby? And I really thought there was something wrong, and she just cried and cried and cried, and eventually her mom looks up to the chiropractor, and she says, "That's the first time Claire's ever cried, ever." And boy, did she. She just let it all out, and I don't know how long it lasted. It may have been 15 minutes or so, and she just cried and cried, but eventually she stopped. And when Claire stopped crying, she opened her eyes, and she started to look around. And she opened her mouth and started making cute little baby noises. And even that arm that wasn't moving before, she started to be able to move all these things she wasn't doing before she got that first adjustment. And I was able to be there for a few days. And on my last day there, it was Claire's 4th day. They had her to a point where they could roll her over onto her side, onto that bad arm. And Claire, at 2 months old, would roll herself over, pull her arm out from under her, and even lift up her head, which at 2 months old is pretty advanced. Now, does Claire still have Down syndrome? Of course, but she's starting to live the life a normal 2-month-old baby girl is supposed to be able to do. She's getting her life back, and that's a mission that we have here. Claire didn't come to see a chiropractor, or her parents didn't take her or make the choice to bring her to a chiropractor because Claire had back pain. That wasn't the reason. Claire wasn't living her life to her fullest potential, and seeing that chiropractor started to help her to get her life back. And it really started to mold the way I knew I was going to set up our practice years ago when we opened up about 11 years ago. And now, to this day, we're committed to taking care of families and kids, helping kids to get their lives back, starting early, starting from the beginning, so they can live life the way that they're meant to live. And I'm so thankful to be able to do that. Again, my name is Emil Tompkins. I want to welcome you to 7 Reasons Your Kids Need Chiropractic Care. We're going to go ahead and move forward, and if you have any questions, we'll go ahead and take questions at the end of the teleseminar, which is going to be about 25 minutes. Parents, grandparents, they may all be receiving chiropractic care, but what about the kids? Many parents think their kids are healthy and maybe don't need chiropractic care, when in reality, chiropractic can be the edge to help them grow stronger, healthier, and smarter. I was talking with someone recently, and she had gotten some very dire news. She was told she had cancer, in a very serious form of cancer that was so fatal in so many cases. And the doctor said, while we're working on you to hopefully help get you over this cancer, there's some very specific things that you're going to need to do, and he starts giving her some advice. He says, you're going to need to change your diet. You're going to need to change how you exercise. You're going to need to start eating organic, eating lots and lots more vegetables than anything else. And if you do happen to eat meat, you're going to have to start eating grass-fed organic meat. You're going to absolutely want to make sure you're changing the way you're putting things into your body. And I'm saying all this because this was very good advice that she had received from her doctor, but she received this advice from her doctor by the time that she had this cancer that was very, very, very deadly, and either way, it's going to change her life forever. Why did she receive it then is the question. Why, for her entire life before that point, was she not getting the same information regarding how she should eat, how she should take care of her body? This is where I believe our medical system fails us. We wait till we're dreadfully sick to start making drastic changes, and if we do that, the same thing goes for us. The same thing goes for our kids. We're not going to know what's going on until it's almost too late, and that's what we're going to prevent. This is why we're here today. This is why you're here listening to this audio, because you're going to make a change in the difference in your lives and in the lives of your kids starting today. So let's talk about chiropractic care. Definition, chiropractic, I'll give a simple definition. It helps, how do I want to make this really simple? We'll divide it into four principles. Principle number one is that our body has this amazing ability to heal itself. Our body heals itself, it regulates itself, it maintains itself all the time, all by itself, and you never really have to think about it. Like right now, we can sit here and your heart beats and your lungs breathe and your digestive system digests dinner, and if you haven't had dinner yet, then your stomach is growling right now, and all that's really, really normal. But different things can happen that will affect your body's ability to heal and your body's ability to function. Actually, no, let's go back. There are different things that control all those functions that I had mentioned before, and that is your brain. What happens is your brain sends messages down the spinal cord out to each individual nerve that travels out of the spine. And those nerve endings send signals to messages to every single part of the body that allows those things to happen, allows your heart to beat, allows your lungs to breathe, allows your digestive system to digest. As long as those pathways are clear, our body functions well. But different things happen that will affect the way those nerves are functioning, the way the body's functioning, the way the spine is functioning. Maybe there are some subtle misalignments in the spine that are putting pressure on those nerves that are traveling out of the spine. That pressure will lead to pressure on that spinal nerve. That spinal nerve will stop functioning correctly. Areas of the body will start to become affected. Maybe you'll feel pain. Maybe we experience other health problems. Maybe the body just doesn't work as well as it used to. As a chiropractor, it's my job to make sure the spine is functioning optimally so that those nerves that communicate between the brain and the body are working as well as possible. When we do that, you'll feel better, things will work better, and you'll be healthier. So how does that apply to our kids? Or, well, actually, let's start with how do we tell our kids about chiropractic care? This is one of our favorite ways to give them an understanding. You know, we can say something like your brain and nervous system is the master controller of the body, kind of like how the remote control for our TV helps to change the channels or turns the TV on and off. Your brain works closely with the spine to send all sorts of signals to other parts and systems of the body. They let everything know what it needs to do to stay healthy and make you feel really awesome. But if your spine isn't working well, if it's not aligned, then your body won't feel the way it's supposed to. Your body won't feel very good, so your chiropractor helps to make sure that your spine stays healthy so you can always feel good, so you can be as healthy as you can possibly be. Now, let's talk about some of those reasons that we mentioned, the seven reasons why you'd want your kids to have chiropractic care. Now, reason number one, chiropractic care, along with other healthy things, proper diet and exercise, develops a healthy lifestyle through our habits. Remember how your parents wouldn't let you leave school or leave for school or go to bed until you brushed your teeth? Bet you don't even think twice about it now, doing it in the morning or in the evening. It's the same thing with chiropractic care. It's just one of the many good habits that your child can grow up experiencing, which would lead to a healthy teenage and adult life. Teach your kids the wellness lifestyle, which consists of regular adjustments in chiropractic care. Again, when you balance the way the nervous system's working, the body functions better. Your children's body functions better. If you don't keep your nervous system balanced, you will not experience optimal health. So regular adjustments with chiropractic care, along with a healthy, fresh, nutritious diet, daily exercise that's fun, having a positive self-image that encourages kids to stay true to their values and your family values, cultivating a strong set of morals and judgments. These are habits that can make a major difference in your children's health, reason number one. Now, reason number two, chiropractic care can provide relief from existing conditions. We see many adults who come in unwell. Their conditions range from migraine, headaches, asthma, allergies, injuries from work or car accidents, all sorts of things. We also see lots of kids in our office. Did you know that chiropractic care can help children suffering from ADHD? It improves the brain-body communication pathway between the cerebellum and the rest of the body. Cerebellum is an area of the brain, the rear of the brain, that's responsible for coordination, understanding where your body is in space. That can affect kids with hyperactivity. The brain and nervous system will affect that communication pathway, and chiropractic can change that. There are also some other very important brain communication methods that are affected when you get adjusted, which actually we would go through that in an entirely different workshop, but chiropractic has been shown to help kids with ADHD. Ear infections, one of the most common reasons we see babies in our office is for ear infections. There's a certain part of the neck in the upper cervical part of the spine. There are nerves that travel out of there that affect muscles that open and close the tubes of the ears. When you have a problem in that area of the spine, it can activate those muscles to keep the ears, the tubes closed, potentially leading to ear infections. And that's something we certainly want to keep in check. And we see so many people responding very well who have had ear infections responding well with chiropractic. Colic is one of the most common reasons we see babies in our office besides wellness care. And nerves from the middle of the spine around T5 or T6 in the thoracic spine, it's connected to the ribs. And those nerves travel into the digestive system and can affect the way we're digesting. It can affect the amount of gas that we have. That can affect a lot of discomfort that we see in babies, which typically leads to colic. Bedwetting. Chiropractic has also been shown to help kids with bedwetting. There's an issue. There's a couple of different reasons why you can have a problem with bedwetting, but one of the things are the nerves that are traveling out of the upper lumbar spine travel to the bladder, and there's certain issues where the bladder can become slightly spastic, where it will contract without us really having any control over it. It generally happens when we sleep, and we can lose control of our bladder and causes kids to wet the bed, and we've seen that adjustments can help kids dealing with that as well. Sports injuries, allergies, there's so many things. And I'm not necessarily here to promise, well, not at all here to promise a cure, but we've seen so many children feel better and find relief that makes them and their parents feel good. Here are some other statistics from recent studies. Parents who have children who've seen a chiropractor were surveyed by the International Chiropractic Pediatric Association. They had reported behavioral improvements within their children. In addition, I've noticed improved sleep, stronger overall immune system, have noticed less infections, less colds, that sort of thing. Each year, the number of children seen by chiropractors is going up, where we seem to increase about 8% per year. However, knowing what chiropractic can do for families and for kids, we certainly want to see that increase even more. Reason number three, chiropractic can act as a form of preventative care. It's so touching to see people experiencing relief from conditions, relief from pain, relief from ear infections, seeing behavior changes after getting adjusted. But even more beautiful is to see that child that doesn't develop these conditions in the first place because they're taking very good care of themselves, because they're keeping their body healthy and strong, because they're getting adjusted regularly as early as possible. Children who are adjusted and continue to be adjusted from a young age through their developmental stages receive great long-term benefits in addition to just feeling better today. Also, in addition to just feeling better today, ongoing adjustments from a young age can fight the development of allergies or strengthen our immune system so we're less likely to get things like the flu and other colds and things. There are actually also certain antioxidant concentrations in the body that are found to be greatly increased in people who receive long-term wellness care. Later in life, adjustments now may mean that we may not suffer some of the degenerative bone diseases, bone and joint diseases like osteoarthritis and degenerative disc diseases we've known for a long time, that we've been able to prevent those things if we catch things early enough, and that's the key. Reason number four, kids can focus and perform better in school or in sports or at home. And I had already mentioned this, so we'll touch on it a little more. More and more children are suffering from developmental disorders such as attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. And some of the most common symptoms are they don't pay attention to details, maybe unintentionally make careless mistakes. They consistently have trouble staying focused or are easily distracted, may not listen when spoken to, they may have difficulty remembering things or following instructions. There's a wide range of prescription drugs on the market, but all of these have side effects, sometimes mild, sometimes severe, enough so that most parents don't want to have their children on medications, but sometimes feel like there's no other alternative. Some of these side effects can include nausea, stomach pain, headaches, insomnia, loss of appetite, mood swings, increased anxiety. Chiropractic care puts the spine back into alignment, giving your child's brain the chance to get back on track and send the right signals out to the body. Maybe we can avoid some of those side effects. Unfortunately, in some of those nervous system altering drugs, in getting off of it, they've noticed that in children that there have been increased suicidal tendencies after coming off of some of those medications. It's really something that unfortunately it's not widely talked about, but in some circles it's pretty widely known. And parents don't want that option, and there really are other natural options to help your children. Reason number five, chiropractic care can mean more family time and great memories. For parents and children that suffer from behavioral disorders and mood swings, each day can be incredibly stressful. Each day can be stressful, definitely at school, but we're at home too with our children, and it can be stressful at home. Just imagine if we started having more good days. Mood swings and behavioral disorders are traditionally caused by certain chemical imbalances in the body. And what's great is that when chiropractic care helps to rebalance the way the brain is communicating with the rest of the body, that's what allows those chemicals to start functioning the way that they're supposed to. These mood swings can lead to children struggling to keep up with work, schoolwork, difficulty getting good grade. Children can have trouble making friends or keeping relationships strong with classmates. Again, leads to children having trouble sleeping and irritability. This all leads to less family fun and activities that make memories and activities that cultivate strong bonds. So our goal with chiropractic and restoring those neurological components will affect the chemical balance, working towards lessening some of those symptoms. Reason number six, infants can benefit immensely. Can a one-day-old infant receive adjustments? Absolutely. Should a one-day-old receive an adjustment? Absolutely. Your baby's spine lengthens by 50% within the first year of life. Growth is happening extremely fast. The nervous system that supports growth needs to be functioning optimally for proper development. Is it safe for your baby? Absolutely. You stay with your baby the whole time during an adjustment, and only the slightest amount of pressure is ever used to accommodate their small and gentle bones. It's so much easier to adjust a baby than it is to adjust an adult. The whole reason why we do this is because the birth process can be incredibly traumatic. What causes a trauma? Well, if you birthed your baby, you know what causes that trauma. The birth process itself, just getting the baby out, is traumatic to mom, is traumatic to the baby. If the labor is really short and things go really quickly, that actually could be a problem. If the cord is wrapped around the baby's neck or pulling or twisting the baby's head during labor, those are just some of the things that will affect the baby's spine during delivery. It's a big reason why we see lots of babies and kids early on during birth. Chiropractic care will restore health to the nervous system as early as possible and gets normal growth and development back on track. Babies definitely can benefit. Babies with reflux, ear infections, colic, torticollis, an issue where when it usually happens when babies are born and it's either an injury to the one of the muscles in the neck, or there's other reasons that can cause this, but this issue with torticollis responds very well to chiropractic adjustments. Reason number seven, you're under care, or many of you are that are on this call. How about your kids? Think about your life before you started at our office. Were you living optimally? How has your life improved since getting adjusted? Can you imagine what your life would have looked like if you were under care since you were a kid? again, I'm going to say it again. Can you imagine what your life would have been like if you were under care since you were a child? I've had so many times where someone has told me, if only I knew you 5 years ago, or if only I knew you 10 years ago. Yeah, I'm going to say, if only we were able to do things when you were a child. There's so many things that we can prevent, that we can change. It's so much easier when we're children than when we're adults. This is why our children need to experience the chiropractic lifestyle as early as possible. It can transform their lives just like you. It's an opportunity to make a lasting impact on your life and in the life of your children. But there are conflicting thoughts out there. We live in a society that believes there are pills for every illness, or my kid looks healthy, so they must be healthy. Or we go through the situation that I just heard about recently where we don't even hear about making any major health changes until we find out that we have something that's deadly. We can't wait that long. We can't wait that long. And these are things that happen in households across America, and we can change that. You have the opportunity to change the life of your child for the better. You can be a part of making your child's nervous system healthier. You would improve their health for a lifetime. I'll say it again. You will improve their health for a lifetime. And we've seen some amazing things, even some miracles. Guys, I'll tell you about an experience that I had about 12 years ago. I was in India. And while we were in India, we were there for about 3 weeks, and we had opened up some clinics in different parts of India. And we would go to different places, and we'd adjust a few people. And actually, we wouldn't adjust a few people. We would adjust thousands of people over the course of a single day. We'd go to one place, we'd see a lot of adults and kids, again, thousands of people over the course of that day, and then we'd travel to another city about 100 miles or so away, and we'd take care of another 1,000 or so people. And I remember in the first city we went to, there were these two girls. These two girls came in, and both of the girls were deaf. The family came in, and all the family had got adjusted, but these two girls were deaf, and they hadn't had a whole lot of answers as far as what to do for them. They were in India, anyway, we had adjusted them, and we had taken care of them like we do for anyone else that we took care of out there, and they left, and we had seen so many people that day, and we didn't think a whole lot of it, but they were a very memorable family. Well, they became even more memorable because the next day they came back. We were in a different town about 100 miles away, but they came back and found us. Because the night before, that night, the phone rang, and one of the little girls, for the very first time, heard the phone ring. One adjustment made a change in her nervous system so that she could hear, and her parents followed us across the country, hundreds and hundreds of miles every single day while we were in that country, traveling throughout India, taking care of thousands of people. Each day we went to different places. Her parents traveled across the country and also trying to figure out how possibly they could get to America so that they can continue to experience the care that changed their daughter's life. These parents traveled across the country for their daughter. We're going to make it a lot easier for you to be heroes for your family and heroes for your kids. Just bring them to our office. If you have children that you'd like to be healthier, they can experience chiropractic. Actually, just for listening to this workshop, normally an exam and x-rays in our office is somewhere between $150 and $270 in our office, depending on what we need to do. But what we're offering today, just for listening to this workshop, for your child, a wellness examination in our office is free. That's right, completely free. We'll check any child to make sure that they have the best possible functioning nervous system. Bring your child in, and we'll be happy to check them and see if there's something going on that can be improved. And if there is, we'll take very good care of them. Chiropractic is very gentle. Chiropractic is very safe. It's incredibly gentle in children. They'll do very well. Their body and health will change as a result of it. Make a difference in the life of your children today. I'm Dr. Emil Tompkins, and actually I'm going to open it up now for questions. Anyone on this workshop, do you have any questions at this time?
Okay, if you can hear me.
I can hear you.
Okay. Okay. I don't specifically have any questions. I'm just very grateful to have, you know, my daughter goes to you to, for her tour to college.
Oh.
And this is Tracy McAdams.
Hi.
Hi, I'm sorry. So, Zoe. And I just, I feel like just the past few months we've started to make big changes in our family eating-wise and health-wise, and I feel like Zoe's tour to college has kind of helped us all get into that gear. I'm just grateful to have found your practice.
Wow, that's so wonderful. And we just love your family, and it's really amazing to see where most of the time when someone comes into our office, it's the parent that comes in first, and then the rest of the family seems to follow. And it's really interesting to see how and this happens. It happens not as often, but it does happen where the baby comes in first or the child is brought in first, and then it leads to the family making just wonderful health changes. And that's really the goal. Get our bodies functioning better, then make decisions to really start impacting our health long term, and that's the goal. And your health and life will change. I'm so excited and so thankful for that. Thank you
so
much.
Well, thank you. Well, thank you.
I appreciate it. All right. Are there any other questions or comments? All right. If there are no other questions or comments, if you do have any questions, and sometimes when we're bombarded with information, it's hard to come up with questions. So you can contact our office anytime at 520-572-2596, or you can go to our website at MoranaChiropractic.com to get more information there. Actually, in a few days, I should have this teleseminar up on that website so you can listen to it anytime. Thank you so much for spending time with me this evening. I wish you and your children a great and healthy week.
Thank you. You too, Dr. Tompkins.
Oh, thank you.
Bye.
Bye.